by gosh, by golly, it's Friday. Hey, it's the Jonah Bella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's 717, a little palindrome numerically. That's right. July 17th, we're hitting peak heat outside and inside. Well, if you're Rachel Nichols, of course, we talked about her today. The Memorial Golf Tournament also was brought up. A rather lame celebrity couple is getting tons of press for their breakup. Steve and I took a phrase test and a landmark test, 20 questions style today. We heard a Frank Caliendo technique to try on telemarketers. Comedian Greg Warren joined us as well, called into the show. And I'm a Man Was in Song Story. Cindy's attempting a plumbing feat this weekend. All kinds of stuff in here. Just have a listen. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Well, with the Memorial Tournament this weekend, that should keep you guys inside and cool, yes. Watching somebody else sweat.
Don't matter to me.
Right? You know, where's the Memorial held?
Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio. It's Jack Nicklaus's course.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. This is the second week in a row it's there, actually.
Really?
Yeah. COVID.
Oh.
Don't be traveling all over the place.
Is that why they did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, the PGA schedule is like, just sit tight there and play another round there. Don't okay. go anywhere else.
They just all made right. the course all harder right. this week.
They did, yeah. Grew the grass out, sped up the greens.
Well, by the way, Tiger Woods, still in high regard as far as betting is concerned.
Yeah.
21.2% of bets and 20.8% of the money has been placed on Woods for this weekend.
Yep. That's where I put mine.
Right.
Yep. He looked good yesterday, too. One under.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking nice and who's baby blue.
Who's the leader?
Gary Woodland and Tony Finau.
Yeah, Tony's 5 under.
And how's my man Bryson DeChambeau doing?
I don't know. I hate him. I wasn't paying attention.
He cracked the bed. I think he's like +4 or something.
Okay, good.
Stupid hat.
Yeah.
And his stupid hat? Yeah. What's
yeah,
his hat?
You know what? It's a you hat.
It's a me hat?
Yeah, but you wear it. He
wears it backwards.
Forward. You wear it backwards.
Yeah, he does the
newsboy. You're cool. He's a
he does the newsboy. The newsboy style.
The Kangol hat?
Oh, the Kangol. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, really?
It's really a Bruce Arians hat. They go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is the epitome of cool.
Come on. Wait a second. It really is a Samuel L. Jackson hat.
That's a great point. Right, right. That's the epitome of cool right there. Right. Sorry, Bruce, you're out.
There. Unfortunately, every time I try to wear it to get a little more Samuel L. Jackson, I end up with a lot more Bruce Willis.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent brain is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
You know who Rachel Nichols is?
Yeah, from ESPN.
Yeah, from ESPN.
Redhead, yeah, she's a great host.
All right, right. Yeah. What was the woman?
Erin Andrews.
Erin Andrews.
So I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, right. Rachel Nichols just got Erin Andrews'd.
Oh, really? Someone was peeking
in
on her?
Sense.
In a sense. Someone videotaped her in her room, mm-hmm. right? I don't know if there's any naked footage like there was with Erin.
No.
Right? But it seems that they're painting her as a backstabber. She's in there on a 30-minute phone call, you know, discussing her career, her colleagues, and ESPN's decision on who was going to cover the NBA finals. And she's supposedly backstabbing people and all this stuff. You know what? That's what privacy is all about. Right. You know, if I can't bitch and moan about the things that bother me in my own home.
That's what backstabbing's about. The person's not supposed to know.
Right. Exactly.
Stabbing them in the back.
Right. Exactly.
Plus, it's ESPN. It's implied that there's backstabbing and drama.
Right. It's true. I guess you must be upset about this.
I'll tell you if I am once I know what.
That Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick have broken up.
I've removed the poster from my wall.
Which one?
Both.
I got to tell you something. First off, I don't even know how many people knew that these two were an item, sure. right? But on top of that, right, you would think, when I was going through news feeds this morning, you would think that Trump broke up with Melania the way this story is being covered.
Seriously?
Right? It is everywhere. I have not opened a single news feed that doesn't have Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick have broken up.
Well, I guess there's no sports. This is like sports news,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, let's spend an hour on it down the hall later today.
I think him and Olivia Munn was a bigger breakup.
Yeah.
Mainly because she's
way hotter.
Incredibly hotter.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
There are some common phrases that we all use, and I'm curious as to which one you use and which ones you get wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you this. All right, do you flush out an idea or flesh out an idea?
You flush out a criminal.
You flush out a criminal,
or
you
poo.
Flush out an idea. Yes. That is very good on both of your parts.
That's a sticking point for me.
How about chomping at the bit or champing at the bit?
It's champing, but I still say chomping.
It's champing?
Yeah,
it's champing.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I refuse to accept that.
That is when a horse's teeth are grinding against a piece of metal. They're champing.
Sorry, but you chomp your food.
Right.
So I refuse to go
there. Although most people say chomping at the bit.
Right. I admit my fault, but I'm not moving.
It's like wheelbarrow.
Oh, don't even open that can.
Don't even go there. And by the way, I have some words for you today
about
the word permit. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. So, set foot in or step foot in?
Ooh. Step.
You set foot in.
Step foot in.
Set foot.
I feel like I have to be there to know which one I do.
You need to set foot there to know what you're doing.
Right. You set foot in.
Set foot in is the right way to say it.
Saying you wouldn't step foot somewhere is technically wrong. Stepping is something you do with your feet. Setting is where you put your foot into something.
Okay.
So you set foot in.
I'm going to set my foot in your ass, Dave.
Give me the next one.
Hunger pains or hunger pangs?
It's pangs. Yeah.
It is pangs.
PF
okay.
pangs.
All right. And then lastly, a case in point or case in point?
Oh, I think it's case in point.
I'm an in guy.
You're an in guy?
Yep.
You guys did very well today.
Hey!
You get extra ice cream.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Cindy is here. Good morning to you.
Morning.
All right. You have any big plans for the weekend? What are you going to sweat about this weekend? That's basically what we're all going to do. I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to go up to the garden and go, no, and come back in the house and be soaking wet.
Well, I actually have inside plans. We're going to put a new faucet in our powder room.
Oh, wow.
I've never really done any plumbing. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, no. You're not getting somebody?
No.
Get somebody.
It looks easy.
No, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think you should do it, though.
Oh, poor.
Not Randy.
I am going to, because I don't think he can fit under in the little cabinet.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Shots fired.
Right. I do have a little advice, a little guidance I could give you before you do this.
Okay.
Shut the wall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But not just there. Just be safe and go to the main valve and shut it off there, and then shut it off in the bathroom. Okay?
It'll be fine. You're right. It's not difficult.
Right.
I've changed my kitchen sink twice.
Right.
I've lived in the house for 5 years.
Okay.
I didn't mess it up the first time.
No, not at all.
You got it perfect.
The John DeBella Show.
4 stars, says nobody.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Greg Warren is going to be joining us later on this morning. A very funny guy. And I was thinking about the first time he was in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. And we knew nothing about him. He was a new comic. He had just come in. He's got this great new special that I was watching last night on Amazon, and he'll be joining us later on this morning at 8:10. But Greg has a restaurant problem, all right? And I hope I grabbed this at the right place, but this is what happens when Greg walks into a restaurant.
Bill. and then they try to make small talk with you when you're walking over the table. So what brought you in today? Food, mostly. I heard you guys had it. I wanted to eat it. Like, when I go to the restaurant, I just want to eat. I don't want to talk to the waiter. I don't want him to teach me why his restaurant is special. So have you ever eaten here before? No, but I bet I can figure it out, Coach. Let me guess. A thing in your hand is a menu. I point to an item. You make it. I eat it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe here every 15 minutes an orangutan drives a riding mower full of food through the restaurant, and I got to throw a ping pong ball at the item that I want. But if that's the case, I don't want to eat here in the first place. Right? Have you been in the restaurant when they're training somebody new? It's just creepy. They got that one girl lurking behind the other girl. She doesn't even speak. She just hovers like a Macy's Day float. Like next time I eat, I'm going to bring my friend Mike. I'm going to sit him across me. The waiter's going to be like, can I help you, sir? That's my friend Mike. He's just going to be watching me tonight. He's training to eat here in a couple of weeks, actually. You know, Here's my big piece of advice about restaurants. If you go to the restaurant and the waitress pronounces the L in salmon, it's not going to be a good meal. You're not going to enjoy yourself. How would you like your salmon prepared? Well, not here. I can assure you that. Let me have a look at the tilapia.
The All-American Boy.
John DeBella. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
We are
know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
I hit the song story thing thinking question from hell.
Where are you for a second? What was going on? I didn't know what was going happening.
On. Blame the announcer.
All right. Song Stories this morning being brought to us by First Student Bus Company. Hiring at firstgroupcareers.com. If you go back to late 66, 67, Jimi Hendrix had just arrived in Britain. R&B sound and beautiful music was detouring into psychedelia. And 17-year-old Steve Winwood was about to leave the Spencer Davis Group, right, and go into a cottage in the Berkshires and with Jimmy Miller and start Traffic. But before he left, right, he was going to do one more song with Spencer Davis, and that song being I'm a Man. But they seemed to borrow stuff from a lot of people. So you got Jimmy Miller, the producer, Jimi Hendrix, the performer, and now they're going into the studio. And, well, here's what Spencer had to say about the two Jimmys.
I just visited Hendrix at his apartment and listened to him playing in the apartment and just sort of going, how does he do it? And he showed me a couple of chords. Whatever it was he showed me, I managed to get some version of it. And I said to Jimmy, well, why don't we put this on? And that was the chord, you know, which as soon as that song comes on, people recognize it. We did part of the music together, and Jimmy Miller wrote all the lyrics. Then we took it to Steve, got in the studio, and Jim Capaldi was there. Dave Mason, of course, you know, all the guys from Traffic.
It's John DeBella.
I'm already bored and confused.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
You know, Cindy, one of the great things of having friends like Frank Caliendo is that you never know what the hell it is that they're up to and what they're going to do with their talent. Frank, of course, who's a brilliant impressionist, it seems Frank has been getting harassed by telemarketers. Mm. So he has decided to start answering the phone as different people.
Okay.
And in this case, well, take a listen.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for me to take a short survey, I can tell you I don't have time. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long quarantine. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you hang up right now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will give you a very bad Yelp review.
There's a threat.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because Dave and Steve, we're going to do a landmark 20 questions because of this article that I found. And Dave and Steve are going to be playing for listeners. We've got these brand new Booyakasha t-shirts, right, which are actually available in the MGK merch store. And also in the merch store, you will find the all-new, I come back from vacation, and I say, do you like this? And it's a John DeBella Show mask.
Right.
Face mask. And it's a mustache.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Right. And I went,
why didn't we think of this earlier?
I was like, wow, yes, I do like that. Yes, I do like that. So if you want one of those, you can go to the merch store and get one. You can get the Booyakasha t-shirt there. You can get t-shirts and coffee mugs and a whole lot more. And a lot of new exciting designs coming our way in the merch store.
Heck yeah.
So the number 215-263-WMGK if you want Dave or Steve to play along. And tell you what, when we start playing this, we'll also let you take guesses so that you can take part in it.
All right,
take guesses on the text board.
Cool.
Whatever your guess is, just send it to MGK, MGK. This came out of this article about small town names in America, and I was looking at it. Do you know there's a town in Maryland called Accident? Accident, Maryland.
No.
Okay. What about Arab, Alabama?
No.
Whoa. Sounds fun.
Howie in the Hills, Florida.
Howie in the Hills?
Howie in the Hills.
That's awesome. Is that where Mandel lives?
All right. Between Georgia. Of course, we've got Bird in Hand here. Right. Yep. Boring Oregon. All right. That's pretty good. Cucumber, West Virginia.
Come on.
I'm telling you, these are all real towns. Cut and Shoot, Texas.
Wow. Right? That sounds really fun.
Is this on the list? Because I think it's made up, and it's just Bunghole, Nebraska?
No, it's not on there.
All right, because it's one of those middle of nowhere.
Toadsuck, Arkansas is.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I have too. Gross, Nebraska. Why not North Dakota? North Carolina.
Why not? Right?
And then why Arizona?
Okay.
Because they don't wear masks.
Why not?
That's why. All right. So 215-263-WMGK. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm thinking of a landmark.
Okay.
Dave, you're going to be playing for Mike, right?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dave, you're going to be playing for Nancy. And okay. Steve, you're going to be playing for Mike.
All right.
All right. And this is for a brand new Buyukasha t-shirt, the new ones that just came in. I haven't even seen them yet. I designed them, but I haven't seen one yet. So.
How many questions do we get?
All right, it's 20 questions, so you get 10 each. We'll just go one-to-one, and if everybody could figure it out, if you think you know where this local landmark is.
Oh, it's local.
Local landmark, 20 questions. All right?
Just text it to
MGK, MGK.
Sure, I'll start. Is it in the Northeast?
No.
Okay.
Is it in the Philadelphia city limits?
No.
Okay. Ooh. Is it in a Pennsylvania suburb?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Is it made of stone?
Not stone.
Okay. Is it a place that people visit daily?
Normally, yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Do they sell food?
Yes.
Oh, man. Is the capacity over 50 people?
Normally, yes.
Okay.
Anytime, Steve.
Is it in Montgomery County?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
I think
is it the Montgomery County Mall?
No.
Mm.
Is it the King of Prussia Mall?
It is the King of Prussia Mall.
That was a coin flip. Yes.
It is the King of Prussia Mall.
Thank you.
And Mike. Mike is going to get the brand new Buyukasha t-shirt.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
It's been a while since he's been in the studio. He's been on the phone. He's on the phone once again, and we're happy to hear from him. Greg Warren is here. He's got a brand new special that is on Amazon Prime called Where the Field Corn Grows. Greg, I got to tell you something. I remember the first time you were here, or maybe it was the second time, and you first started talking about corn. And I watched the special, and I said, I cannot believe what this has grown into.
I can't either, man. I can't either. It started sort of innocently. I think I told you the story a while back. I'm in Iowa, and there's farmers in the crowd, and I go, what do you farm? The guy's like, beans. And I said, like green beans, and they all start laughing at me like I'm the dumbest person. And hey, thanks for go green beans in Iowa. Oh, that's a good one there, green beans. No, that's it. It was soybeans, which I didn't know. Which, by the way, John, green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer.
No, not at all.
I didn't say jelly beans. So, yeah, I think last time I saw you, I told you a couple of stories. And then this guy up in New York that I know in the business is like, you got to make that into a whole thing. So I researched. I went and met with farmers. They taught me all this stuff. And they were really nice, man. And I was, especially because I was so stupid. I called one of the farmers up and I go, hey, man, are the crops still up? Like they were Christmas decorations, John. He's like, yeah, I think what you're asking me is, have we harvested yet? No, we haven't. These crops are still up.
Now, when they grow beans, do they mean green beans?
No, soybeans. It's all soybeans. Everything is soybeans. Like 90% of what you see when you drive across the country is soybeans or field corn.
Uh-huh.
And you, do you know the difference, John, between field corn and sweet corn?
Oh no, I know the difference between corn and soybeans. but now you're giving me a stumper.
Even I know that.
Now you're giving me a stumper. Field corn and sweet corn?
Yes, field corn is what the animals eat.
Okay.
And sweet corn is what we eat.
We eat.
And it's actually, once they explain it to you, it's pretty easy to remember. I'll give you a trick.
Okay.
Field corn is grown in a field.
Right.
Whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So you can see, John, these farmers make it real easy for everybody to understand their stuff. Yeah.
What else did you do to study this? Because Steve said something about farm festivals.
Oh, yeah. I went to this apple picking festival about an hour from my house in southern Illinois.
Okay.
With my niece. The coolest thing I saw was a pumpkin cannon.
That's cool.
All right.
It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. They just wheel out this big cannon, and they shoot a pumpkin in the air. And it sounds simple, but they shoot it high and far and fast. And beautiful. Like, I was at the Grand Canyon, like, 6 weeks after that. And, you know, if you haven't been to the Grand Canyon, it's awe-inspiring. But after about 3 minutes there, I was like, I wish they had a pumpkin cannon. You know, like,
imagine the hang time.
Shoot some vegetables or something already. I'm just staring at rocks. This is boring, you know? I went in a corn maze. You ever been one of those?
Yeah.
It was pretty hard. It was pretty difficult, you know. Way harder than the cabbage maze. That was... Come on, man. I can see it all. This is stupid.
Did you encounter any Amish people in these travels?
I did not encounter any Amish people during my research for this special, but this Christmas I got hired to do a gig for a bunch of Amish people, like a corporate gig that employed a lot of Amish people.
Okay. What was it like working by candlelight?
It was difficult. It was one of the roughest gigs I've ever had, and the most money I've ever made. It was like great money, but it was very difficult. It sounds like an excuse, but I don't think the women are like supposed to laugh in public.
So you bombed for half the audience.
Well, no, I bombed for all the audience. It's just that I'm making an excuse for half of them.
Okay.
I see.
Fair enough.
I see. All right. Another thing I remember you talking about the first time you were here, your one guy in a restaurant bit.
Oh,
have you expanded on that as well?
I had an issue that I talked about. I had a problem at the Red Lobster.
Okay.
My waitress thought that I was poor. Okay.
All right.
And I'm not going to come on your radio station and brag about how much money I make. But John, let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. Okay. Like I'm making that kind of money.
Okay. All right. That's some big coin.
Yeah. I'm not saying every day, but I'm saying 2-3 times a month I can walk in there and, you know, and I'm not looking at the prices. Here's what happened, man. I go, I'll take the trout, and I want some asparagus. And she goes, oh, sir, asparagus is a premium side. I was like, what does that mean? It's real good? She goes, no, it's extra. I was like, well, how much? She goes, $2.49. And I was like, well, I can swing it. I mean, you know, I'm gonna have to call my guy. We're gonna have to move some stuff around. So I put off retirement for a couple years, but I want the asparagus. Matter of fact, I want three asparagus is what I'm saying. You know, I can spare guys. What I'm saying. And I don't like it when they tell you how many sides you can have. I went to this place and go, I'll take the salmon and I want a baked potato and I want it. Sir, you only get one side. I get however many sides I say I get. I'm a grown man, all right? I decide the side. I'm the side decider. I'll make it rain sides up in here, okay? I want all the sides. I want them all twice. I want a baked potato twice. And I'm not talking about a twice baked potato. I want two baked potatoes side by side. I want a roast beef sandwich. Sir, that's not a side. Well, then you put it on the side, okay? I want rice pilaf. And between me and you guys, like, I have no idea what rice pilaf is. The five different restaurants, and I ordered rice pilaf, and it was completely different at every restaurant. These pilaf farmers need to standardize their pots. Okay? I Googled it. From what I can tell, rice pilaf is rice with anything else you want to put in it. Anything. You know, sometimes you drop your phone in the toilet and you got to put it in rice to dry it out. Technically, that's rice pilaf. Okay? That's a Pilafian dish right there. it's Pilafian.
And I didn't realize, I thought you, like most guys, had some sort of fix-it gene. You know, like every guy can fix something. It doesn't seem like you can fix a damn thing.
No, you're sadly mistaken. I'm not that guy, John. I can't do any of it. And I think those guys take advantage of me, those guys that come, you know, that fix stuff, contractors or repairmen, or every time those guys fix something, I've noticed this, though, they're always very, very disappointed in the previous guy. They cannot believe how horrible of a job that guy did. They just start, as soon as they walk in the house, I'll tell you what, Mr. Warren, I've been in this business for 113 years. I never seen anything like this before. I don't know who this clown you hired was, but I'll tell you what, he laid in a 65-54, should have been a 9C. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you? Was it poor craftsmanship? There's no craftsman on this ship, Mr. Warren. I can assure you that. I mean, this guy, this joker, I don't know what. Were you sleeping with his wife? Because he really put it to you, Mr. Warren. I don't even know. What, just stop it. Are you saying did he use the wrong materials? I don't know what materials he did use, Mr. Warren. That right there looks like a birthday cake frosting to me. Maybe this guy thought he was baking a birthday cake. I'll tell you what he wasn't doing. He wasn't laying tie on your bathroom. Don't worry, Mr. Warren. We're going to get you taken care of. Now, we are going to have to probably tear down your whole house and tear down the neighbor's house, too. But it's just my bathroom. No, I know. It's going to cost you about $1.7 million, Mr. Warren. Now, if you wouldn't have hired this guy in the first place, it would probably cost you $23. But I can't do anything about it right now, Mr. Warren.
Greg Warren's new special, Where the Field Corn Grows. And folks, you gotta see it. It's absolutely hilarious. It's on Amazon Prime. And Greg, I gotta tell you, I loved it to death. I really had so much fun. Greg, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for spending the time. Greg Warren before that. The great thing about Greg, when you watch that spell, he works absolutely clean.
Right.
Right? Not a curse, nothing.
Family-friendly, it is.
It's real family-friendly. Well, he's performing for farmers. When you watched it, did you wait for the credits at the end?
I got to go back and do that now.
You got to do it because
I was impatient.
At the very end, there are interviews with farmers before they went into the show. Right.
And
a lot of these guys had never been to a comedy show.
Sure.
And they probably were told, you know, he does a lot of comedy about farming. And like they really were questioning it. So
he would kill in Quakertown.
Yeah. Oh, he would kill in Quakertown.
Gotta get him out there.
Yeah. I can't wait till all these comics start going back out on the road. I mean, it's like, you know, they're hurting in a big way. We hear about all these guys. These are self-employed people, basically. Mm-hmm. And when all the comedy clubs closed all over the country, you know, you can only do just so much online. I'm just grateful that they're willing to call me.
Oh, yeah. It's like not everyone's Kevin Hart.
Right. Exactly.
These guys still need to work.
Right. And even Kevin Hart isn't making money right now either. So because you can't make a movie, you can't do a special, can't do squat. What you could do
is...
I think he'll be fine. Not going to worry about him that much.
I'm glad I found you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Maybe you can help me.
Want to get laid? Crawl up a chicken's ass and wait.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.